From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, service, journalism. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Tuesday, July. Let's call it the, what do you say? The 9th? Is that right? Nah, it's the 8th. On 2008 is the year. And here's the service part, right? You know that I'm against headlines in the form of a question. I figure you're writing the story, you know the answer. The worst offenders of this are the news magazines, Time and Newsweek. Of the 25 articles most frequently read by Time.com readers, 10 are questions. I will now answer those questions and save you the price of the magazine. Here we go. Most obnoxious tourists, the French. Does green tea help the heart? Only through the placebo effect. Where are the ladyboys are? Thailand. Can General Motors recover? Signs point to no. Was Jesus' resurrection a sequel? I'm not even going to touch that. iPhone apps to pay or not pay? Don't pay. Does Osama bin Laden still matter? Duh. Florida voting, third time's the charm. Double duh. Is Osama bin Laden dying again? Wait, that really affects my does Osama bin Laden still matter answer. I wish I had known that one beforehand. A cure for cold sores? No, it's a dessert topping. And can Wall-E win best picture? Can, yes, will, no. All right, there you go. Saved you the price of Time magazine. On the show this hour, no questions, lots of answers. Well, there is a paradox also, and the paradox concerns suicide. A new article explores why we as a society are no closer to preventing suicide than we were in 1965. Also, there's a big fence going up between Mexico and the U.S. It's going straight through some folks' land. We'll talk with a farmer who may be losing some of his property to America's fight against illegal immigration. And it's New Music Tuesday. Today, we hear great stuff by Modern Guilt and Beck. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute. But first, President Bush and other world leaders agreed today to cut carbon emissions in half by 2050, the year he turns 104. The five-page recommendation came out of ongoing talks at the G8 summit in Japan. The White House quickly hailed the declaration as a major step forward and said it was a validation of the president's global warming policy. He's long been arguing that major developing nations like China and India need to commit to reducing emissions as well, and says this agreement encourages them to do so. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is at the summit. He says Japan's prime minister is pleased.
Prime Minister Yasuo Fukuda told reporters that the G8 wanted to see all major economies contribute to the goal of halving emissions by mid-century. It is the current level of emissions that would be halved, Fukuda clarified. That's a far cry from the 1990 baseline that NGOs have pushed for. NGOs immediately panned the deal as inadequate.
That's right. While world leaders are congratulating each other, many people are unhappy with the agreement. The BBC's Andrew Walker, also at the meeting, here's his summary of the reactions he's hearing.
I understand the South African government has described the statement as a regression. I can tell you that that the development lobby group Oxfam talking about further stalling rather than the breakthrough they say was needed. Another campaign group have acknowledge that there has been movement forward, but they say inching forward when leaps and bounds are needed.
Many environmental advocates were hoping for a firm commitment to lowered emissions by 2030 or 2020 even, but the agreement only calls for emitters to set their own reduction targets in the short term. It also urges nations to set high goals for energy efficiency and to promote clean energy technologies. But even the G8 isn't singing in perfect harmony. The White House is apologizing today for what it calls an unfortunate mistake. It passed out a packet with a biography of Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. The bio calls Berlusconi one of the, quote, most controversial leaders in the history of a country known for government corruption and vice. The White House says the bio came from the Encyclopedia of World Biography, one of the few media outlets that Berlusconi does not own. The G8 leaders will meet tomorrow with leaders of other major economic powers, including Brazil, India, and China. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on the story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.